What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Andrew's Amazon Resale Channel. I hope you guys are all having an amazing day. Thank you so much for tuning into this video. I really appreciate your time, attention, and ears. If you're a new viewer, thank you so much for giving me a chance. I really appreciate you coming into this video, and I hope to give you some value here in this episode that you're watching. And if you're a returning subscriber, of course, thank you for showing love. Appreciate you coming back. Smash the like button if you haven't already. And thank you again just for coming back and showing some love and support. So without further ado, let's jump into this. I want to talk about... If you watched my last video on Monday, this is kind of like a follow-up to that. I want to talk about if you're actually going to outsource the book sourcers, like, portion of this business, right? The book business. I want to give you some tips on how I went about doing this right now. This is information that I took from the PDF that I shared from that last video in the link in the description if you guys missed it. There's a PDF that will teach you how to outsource, like from someone who was, like, doing this back in the day. Maybe they're still doing it. I don't know. I just watched an old video. This was from research that I did, and I came across this PDF, so I wanted to share with you. So I did in the last video, but regardless, this is information from that I took, twisted into my own, and then, you know, it's kind of like now, like, this is my formula. This is how I wanted to do it. So I will go through this with you right now. I got it written down on here so I can remember all these different little sections that I want to hit for you guys. But the first thing that I want to talk about is that you need to decide whether or not you're going to hire these people as an independent contractor or an employee. Now, what's the difference, right? What is the qualifications of an independent contractor? What makes them fall under an independent contractor side of employment, so to speak, right? Now, I'll tell you exactly what does. First off, the amount of control is all that determines whether they're an employee or a fucking independent contractor, okay? For me, right, in this situation, what I'm doing, the formula I have, the criteria I have, this is the criteria, and I'm going to go over this more in the video, but I'm just going to tell you right now so you understand, right? Because the criteria that you have for the person working for you is ultimately what determines whether or not they fall under which category, right? Whether they fall under independent contractor or an employee. So this is my criteria, right? It was $2 flat rate per book. Now, why do I do that, right? Why do I do $2 flat rate per book? Here's exactly why. Because it eliminates me having to keep the receipts from the person who's getting me the books. It eliminates, I'm going to reimburse them on everything else. So I'm going to reimburse them on gas if they went and got gas during the trip. And I'm going to also reimburse them by $2 per book that they find me. Now, that's their pay. It's all based on you. So, like, you're not getting no hourly pay. You're not getting no flat rate. You're getting a flat rate of $2 per book, but I do it $2 a book because there's an average, like, the average cost is around my area is $1 a book. So, and I was going to hire that person around my area. So the reason being is because I know the average price around here. So I know that you can also find sales where you can get them for 50 cents and even cheaper than $1. So you can deter, I'm giving them the option. If they want to make $1 on a book, cool. I'll pay you $1. I'm going to pay you $2 regardless. So it eliminates me having to give a fuck about the cost of the actual cost of the book, right? Because I'm paying them $2 for each book. That is it. Okay. That is their pay. That is it. That's what they get. They're going to get reimbursed on the book and whatever is left is their profit. So, they take from what they want and that gives them the motivation to want to go find places that will give them 10, 20 cents books, because they can make a fuck ton of money on them, right? As long as it's along my criteria of the book requirements, then it's going to be good. Leading into the next thing, right? So we went through why I choose a $2 flat rate per book. Okay. We understand why I chose that route. Next thing I want to talk about is setting up the triggers and the account. So you're going to have to lend them a scanner, which is what I'm going to talk about before that, right? So you're going to need to lend them. They're not going to fucking buy a scanner when they work for you, okay? I'm sorry. Most people are not going to invest into a scanner. So what you need to do is you need to provide that for them. That is your job. When you go to a job and you need to work on a computer, the job doesn't tell you to bring your laptop. They provide a computer for you. You need to be a fucking boss. You need to provide these people the tools that they need to help you succeed. They're ultimately helping you succeed. So remember that as well. Provide them the tools they need. Now, this is going to bring up some concern for some people because they're like, oh my God, what if they run away with it? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to get to that, right? But first, I need you to understand that you're going to have to lend them your scanner, okay? So I have two. Understand that I'm going to have to lend them one, and that's okay because you're going to be able to go to a business contract lawyer, which I'm going to talk about after this, and you're going to be able to go and get a contract that's going to be able to state all the stuff that they need to put in there, and which will cover you from, you know, them stealing, ultimately taking away or stealing your fucking scanner, right? So that's how you're going to cover that up, right? I'll go over that in a whole nother video. Just hit up a lawyer for that, a business contract lawyer. Search that up in Google, business contract lawyer in my area. That's what I did, and I found one. So that is what I did, and that's the second part I wanted to cover, is that, like, you really have to understand that. So then that brings you to the third part, right? Now that you're lending them your scanner, you're going to have to give them access to your Scoutly or Scout IQ app, and you're going to have to set up triggers for them in order for them to know what the fuck to buy, okay? Because you don't want to have to spend a lot of time training these people, which is why I put this as another, like, big notation. You need to set the triggers up for them. You need to set up the account. Make it simple. Make it to where all they got to do is go and scan the book, whether it's, and just read buy or reject, buy or reject. That's all you need to make it. That's how simple you need to make it for these people. That way it's quick, in and out, and they don't have to do a lot of work in order to make some profit, because that's what they ultimately want to make, fast cash. They don't give a fuck about the business, essentially. Like, just picture when you were an employee. Did you give a fuck when you worked at McDonald's? No, you didn't. You just went there because you needed to make some money. That's exactly what I did. That's exactly what other people do. You need to think that that's how they're looking at your business as well. No one's going to ever give a fuck about your business as much as you do. So in that sense, you need to make it as simple as possible for them in order for them to execute on the fucking task at hand at scale, so you can fucking produce results. In turn, what you're going to be doing is setting up those triggers and stuff. That takes time. That takes money, because now you need to pay for a fucking app for them to use. Maybe the app doesn't allow two people on there, so now you need to figure that out. That's stuff you need to handle. That's next. That's another thing. Now, I'm breaking this down all to figure out one thing, right? I broke down that criteria into those simple areas for one reason only, and that is to simply tell you that you need to realize that this is the criteria that is deciding whether or not these people are going to be falling under independent contractor or employee. So I wanted to just pause midway so you can understand that this is why we're breaking this down, okay? So the next part and the final part of this criteria that you're really going to be doing, and this is really the big part that really hits home and makes it fall into the category, right? But I shared that. Now, don't get me wrong, that criteria that I just shared with you is also part of it, and it's very important. It's still part of what helps them fall under the category. Those are minor, right? Minor, like, variables, but they're still also very important variables. Those are variables that, some of those I came up with myself that helped me, you know, get to where I wanted to be as far as, like, making this work. So the last part, though, is setting up their fucking, like, how you're gonna, like, exchange books, all this stuff, right? You need to understand that you need to create a structure for how this is going to work, right? So here was my structure, and here's why it fell under the category it fell under. I chose for them, for the employee, that they were going to have from Sunday to Saturday to get me 50 books, okay? That's what their job was. 50 books Sunday to Saturday. And the goal, the objective also is that I have to receive those books. I have to meet you, or you have to get me those books by Monday. So you have from Sunday to Saturday, and then Sunday and Monday, one of those 2 days, we either got to meet or something's got to happen in order for me to get those books. It has to happen, right? So with that being said, that gave them a lot of leeway. They didn't have to report to me at any time. They didn't have to, they did, but it was just and it was a very, very, the word I'm looking for is, like, lenient, you know what I'm saying? Or they have a lot of, you know, I'm not controlling them as much, what I'm saying. I'm not telling them that I need them to be at this place from this time to this time and this place from this time. I'm not telling them. I'm saying, listen, you can do whatever the fuck you want. You can get your books from wherever you want. Get the job done however the fuck it needs to get done. I just want you to have it done by this time and follow this small criteria that I am going to assist you in and give you the tools to execute on to produce those results. So the fact that I wasn't giving them a specific time at all for to report to a certain area or anything like that, I just gave them the criteria that they needed to get it done within and the time frame, and that was it. So that is what my lawyer was telling me. He's like, yo, you know, you really could throw it under this. That would really, like, you know, it really fall under that category, would help you out a lot. It would really benefit you in the sense of taxes and save you some money and things like that. So I really wanted to share this with you guys for that reason. And in another video, I will go over the benefits and more in, like, independent contractor versus employee stuff. Now, I just want to tell you guys again that I am not, like, a certified person in this, in, like, legal aspect, right? I'm just conveying to you what I learned from my lawyer that I contacted and went and gone through this process with and you know, talked to and things like that, and really broke this down with me. So I really wanted to wanted you to understand this and understand that in the next video or in a future video, I will definitely go over more on that. But I wanted to give you guys this because this is also like the structure that I used for outsourcing the business, right? This was some of the structure for the criteria that I made. Now breaking that down, it goes way further than that, but I'm giving you the basic criteria structure that I use, so you know now how I basically structured that. So I hope you guys got some value. I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you so much for fucking listening and tuning in if you made it this far. Like I said, more future videos to come branching off of this one because there's just so much I can talk about and give to you guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you so much. Subscribe if you want to see more fucking content. I really hope you enjoyed. Hit the fucking bell on the right if you want to get notified via push notifications, okay, whenever I upload to the channel. And also, please smash the like button if you guys enjoyed and also just get any value from it. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.